Time now for our Common Health segment. Today, something a little bit different. Rachel Zimmerman, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog, is a fit, trim, energetic, middle-aged woman. She looks great. But as a young girl, she says she was, quote, curvy, bordering on chunky. Rachel overcame her self-perceived weight problem, but now she says thinking about food dominates her life. In her recent Common Health post, Rachel writes that she spends, quote, an inordinate, embarrassing amount of time strategizing how to control my weight, pretty much every waking hour of every day. And Rachel's not alone. A new report from the University of North Carolina finds that a mere 12% of women aged 50 and over are satisfied with their body size. Rachel Zimmerman joins us now. Hi there.
Hey, Meghna. How you doing?
I'm doing well. So first of all, tell me what prompted you to write so honestly about what it was like for you with your weight in childhood and now.
Well, I think I basically sort of got exhausted by my little secret problem. And I came to a point where I saw my two daughters picking up on some of the crazy stuff that I do and really wanting not to pass that along. And also just feeling, you know, enough is enough. So writing about it and talking to a lot of people about it, other women, I just decided that I need to get some help. And I decided to go public with it.
So, Rachel, you say that you basically are trapped in a self-imposed food prison. So what does that mean that you do every day?
This has been going on over years. This is not something I just woke up with overnight. And basically, I've managed to attain my so-called ideal weight through very strict controls on what I eat and, you know, needing to exercise every single day or else feeling like I'm racked with anxiety and I can get depressed. I plan my meals rigidly. Everything from will these extra seeds in my yogurt make me gain weight to how will I fit in my run today?
Now, Rachel, we're going to bring in an expert here in just a moment. But forgive me for asking, because to an untrained ear, it sounds like what you're describing in part feels like an eating disorder.
Probably. And I've been diagnosed with those in the past, too. But I'm a very functional person. I have a job. My kids are fine. People think I look great. So on the outside, everything looks good. But yeah, I think there's borderline disorder about it, which is one reason that I've started to get help. Mm.
Well, Rachel, I have to say personally that I admire your courage in writing publicly about this, because I imagine that there are many, many people listening to this who maybe they're not going to tell anybody, but they're hearing something familiar in what you're saying.
So, right. And I have to say, some of the comments on this post, you know, some people said, oh, you're really self-absorbed, to which I respond guilty as charged. I mean, this is a self-absorbed kind of an issue, but again, so many women suffer with this.
Well, let's bring in another voice here to sort of go deeper into this. Jean Fain, she's a psychotherapist and author of the book The Self-Compassion Diet, an approach to weight loss that focuses on self-acceptance. She's here with us in the studio. Welcome, Jean.
Thank you.
First of all, let's just be as matter of fact as we can about this. How common are stories like Rachel's?
The telling the truth part is uncommon, but I would think that most women suffer with some level of body dissatisfaction.
Hmm. Rachel, so we've mentioned the study now from the University of North Carolina. Tell us
right.
a little bit
and
about
it. And you asked me earlier what moved me to write about this now, and this study was really the hook for me, which is, so this report came out that said about 12% of middle-aged women are satisfied with their body size. And this was work that followed an earlier study that said only 11% were satisfied. And I just found that shocking. But even among those who are satisfied, they have issues and they're not happy with certain body parts. So, for instance, they're generally satisfied with their bodies, but they don't like their stomachs, or they don't like their skin, or they're not quite happy with their faces. And the things that they're not satisfied with, frankly, are the body parts that actually age. So, again, this is a very American, we can't deal with aging.
Jean, when it comes to this idea of women and aging, I mean, there's been a lot of studies and a lot of national conversation about body image amongst, you know, girls and teens. How do women's attitudes about their bodies, you know, change when they reach middle age? Because so much is changing about the body to begin with at that time in life.
their focus shifts. You know, they're dissatisfied from a younger and younger age. Young girls are dissatisfied. And so by the time they're older, they're still dissatisfied because they haven't learned how to be at peace with their bodies. And the focus just shifts to their faces or their stomachs or the crepiness of their skin.
Yeah, I mean, there's this stereotype that eating disorders disproportionately afflict, you know, adolescent girls, young 20-year-olds. You've got the image of the anorexic adolescent. But really, I mean, these, as you said, these problems persist. And this started, you know, I talk about this in my post. My mother and I went on a grapefruit diet. I must have been 10, 11, 12. I remember eating a piece of toast and a grapefruit for breakfast and for lunch. And we went to this, I mean, I call it a fat farm. That's not what it was called. But there was, you know, we fasted for a week when I was a teenager. My mother was really into this, and I remember enjoying it. I wanted to go with her. I didn't feel like it was a punishment. Yeah. And there was a doctor who would come every day and check our pulse, you know? I mean, when I think back, I just think, oh, my God, what parenting was that? Huh. And, of course, you know, my mother read this post, and she's in her 70s, and she apologized. But you do what you do. You're a product of your culture, and, you know, things have worked out okay. I'm working on this.
Well, so Jean, I'm wondering, what do you recommend that, you know, people like Rachel and those who find her story familiar, you know, how do they change their attitudes or their perceptions to, you know, for a more overall healthful way of living?
Well, the best news is that Rachel is on the right track. You know, you're looking at what's most important to you. You're going to lose control sometimes. The goal is not to be rigidly controlled all the time. The point is to be kind to yourself no matter what happens. If you eat healthfully and you're proud of yourself, you know, enjoy that. If you make a choice that's less unhealthy, be kind and treat yourself like you would a friend. That repeatedly, that attitude over time actually boosts body satisfaction and body appreciation.
Rachel, after writing this,
yes,
and going through the process of writing it to begin with, and hearing feedback from your family and all the comments that you've received, I mean, how do you feel now?
Well, I feel like I've moved a step in the right direction. The scale is out of my bathroom.
Bravo.
Round of applause. And, you know, one day at a time, what can I say?
Well, first of all, Jean Fain, psychotherapist and author of the book The Self-Compassion Diet, thank you so much for coming in today.
Thank you for having me.
And Rachel Zimmerman, co-host of WBUR's Common Health blog. Rachel, thank you for being so honest.
Thanks. It's my job.
Well, there's a and you do it well.
Thank you.
There's a link to Rachel's post at the Common Health website, which is commonhealth.wbur.org.
And stay with us. Coming up, the case for home economics in schools, helping a new generation become financially and nutritionally literate. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. This is Radio Boston.